Hey everyone, and welcome to today's show on sleep. My name is Christine Hansen. I'm your holistic sleep expert and coach, and I want to talk today about sleep and weight gain. A couple of weeks ago, I was on the podcast of Fit Chicks. So have a look at the Fit Chicks podcast, and I was interviewed by the lovely Amanda Quinn, and one of the many topics that we talked about was how weight gain was affected by sleep. And so there's two main reasons that I want to talk about today. So reason number one is that two hormones that are affecting your sleep affecting your hunger are affected by your sleep. So number one, you have ghrelin and you have leptin. Ghrelin and I don't remember the name. That's embarrassing. No, it's leptin. It's true. So what is happening is that when you're sleeping, those two hormones are responsible to make you feel satiated. So they are made to let your signal know when you are full, but they are also responsible to let your brain know when you are hungry. Now, what's happening is that when you don't sleep enough, those signals are basically being disturbed. So your brain will think you are hungry much earlier than you actually are. So you will eat or be more likely to eat when you are not actually hungry. And the second thing is, it's the signal that you are full is actually going to arrive a lot later. So you're going to eat more until your brain realizes that you're actually full. So it's really eating more and it's eating more quantity. So it's eating more likely or more frequently plus a bigger quantity. So it's two things that are affecting your weight, obviously, because the more you eat, obviously, the more weight you will gain, especially if it's unnecessary because your body didn't get the correct signals. Now, the second thing is your blood sugar levels. If you have a zigzag blood sugar curve, meaning that if you have spikes and crashes because you eat a lot of sugary foods or high glycemic foods, meaning that they release their sugar very quickly into your bloodstream, then you are more likely to reach for something sweet or unhealthy carbs because you feel so tired because you've had a crash, so that your body wants you to push it back up. But that in turn is going to bring with it another crash, and so you will go from crash to crash and from spike to spike. And so your sleep is actually really helpful to regulate your blood sugar. So make sure that you eat low glycemic food, and you can find loads on the net, and that you don't go from spike to spike, but that you go and have a nice evenly balanced blood sugar curve, and your sleep is going to help you with that. So the other thing is that when you're sleeping well, your whole body is going to function better. Your detoxification system works better, meaning that anything that's not supposed to be in your body and that might be weight disrupting is going to be flushed out and not stored in fat cells. And the other thing is that your metabolization is working better. Hi, Barbara. So when you're metabolizing your fat, obviously you're going to use it for energy. It's not going to be stored. And so that is why sleep is so, so important as well. You want all those processes to work. You want to feel hungry when you really are, not unnecessarily. You want to eat as much as your body needs, not unnecessarily more. You don't want to be reaching for unhealthy sweets, unhealthy sugars, and unhealthy carbs. Your body can help you with that when you're sleeping well. And then number four, make sure that your detoxification and metabolization are working well, which is what sleep is helping you to do. So that's what we're talking about today. I hope this has been useful, and I'm here on the terrace of House 17 in Luxembourg. So look at this glorious view behind me. Hang on. There you go. Have a little vista. And I will have my virgin mojito until I see my next clients. So I'll be talking to you soon.